Stephanie, Stephanie, Hayes, Hayes, Harrelson, Hayes, slash, or dash, HARALSON. 5/26/83, today's 6/28, chief complaint, my right leg is still red and swollen. Patient is a 39-year-old woman with history of DVT in the past. She had DVT previously because of factor 5 deficiency, was on Coumadin for 2 years, then placed on aspirin. She was seen at HCA Hospital on or about 5/24, where she was diagnosed with cellulitis. No Doppler study were done, and subsequently was sent home with Keflex. Patient comes to see Dr. Halberdier, H-A-L-B-E-R-D-I-E-R, here at the Urgent Care on the 26th. Continues to have redness of her pretibial area on the right side. Patient subsequently was started on ZPAC and was asked to get an ultrasound. Patient never got an ultrasound. She comes in today for a follow-up period. In the paragraph, she states that the pain is still there. She does have some chest discomfort, but that could be because of a fibromyalgia. She has no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, metachesis, seizure, or convulsion, period. Medication, Celexa and ZPAC, which she has finished. Medical problems, migraine, headaches, anxiety, depression, factor 5 deficiency, history of DVTs, surgery, hysterectomy. Last period, hysterectomy under social, no smoking, no drinking, allergy, Toradol, Augmentin, 204 pounds, 100%, 98, 16, 60, 119 over 72. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next for JVD, skin shows no rash. There's a slight redness on top of the pretibial area on the right side. Negative Hohmann test, no ropes, no ropiness noted. Number one, cellulitis. Next number, non-responsive to the treatment, both Keflex and ZPAC. Number two, rule out DVT now. Patient was told to schedule for an ultrasound, but at this time, given the fact that the redness is still there, she's having chest pain, even though this does not appear to be pulmonary embolus in origin. Nevertheless, she needs to go to emergency room, which she wants to go to Kingwood immediately to get a Doppler study of her leg to rule out DVT, even though the chances are low. Discuss this with patient at length before leaving. Next number is also needs a CT scan to rule out PE. Again, low possibility. Next number, depression, stable. Next number is anxiety, stable. Next number, she was given no antibiotics or no treatments today until she goes to the emergency room immediately. Thank you. Also put down history of factor 5 deficiency. Also put down history of DVT. Also put down had been on Coumadin for 2 years previously. Thank you.